This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are two words that are kind of key to figuring out what this tax bill is going to mean for people trying to get by in this economy. Credit, as in tax credits, as in there is a new family credit in this bill, and it expands the child tax credit, also used by a lot of working families. Also, the word exemption, as in personal exemption, as in the exemptions that taxpayers can claim right now for themselves and each of their family members, is going to disappear if this bill passes. Marketplace's Amy Scott explains what all that is going to mean.
First, a little refresher. A tax credit reduces how much tax you owe, dollar for dollar. A deduction lowers your taxable income, so you only get a percentage back, depending on how much you earn. Véronique de Rougy is a fellow with the Mercatus Center at George Mason University.
No matter how you look at it, a tax credit is always more money in your pocket.
If you qualify for the credit, that is, the House Republican bill proposes raising the child tax credit to $1,600 per child, up from $1,000. Some of that credit is refundable, meaning people who don't pay that much in taxes still get some of the money. But Chuck Marr with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities says 16 million low-wage working parents won't see any increase.
Picture a single mom works for minimum wage. They specifically designed the bill so she gets nothing from this increase. Whereas a couple making $200,000 would get $3,200 in new child tax credits.
That's for two kids. But middle-class families would also lose several deductions. For example, right now, taxpayers can take a personal exemption of up to $4,050 per person in the family. An exemption works like a deduction, reducing your taxable income. To make up for some of that, the bill adds a new family credit of $300 for each taxpayer, spouse, and older dependent in a household. But Lily Batchelder, a professor of law and public policy at NYU, says that expires after 5 years.
It's a bit of a bait and switch because they're taking away a big benefit for middle-class families and allowing to expire one of the things that is replacing it.
So under the House plans, some credits go up, some deductions shrink or disappear. Who comes out ahead will depend a lot on their individual circumstances, where they live, how many kids they have, and of course, how much they earn. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.